welcome to another segment of Community Media's Open House. I'm Janice Bankard. I'm the Director of Development at Hanover's YWCA, and this is the guest host episode of Open House. Today we invited Julia Dunn with Olivia's House, and you are the Clinical Director there, correct?
I am, yes.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about, there's something about Olivia's House that the community of Hanover may not be aware of. Are you hidden in the community and people don't know about you?
It's so funny. You know, sometimes we'll joke that Olivia's House is the best kept secret in York and Adams County because children's bereavement is kind of a topic that stays hush-hush. You know, we don't want to talk about it if we don't have to. Now, we're the outliers to that. We want to talk about it all the time. But for most of us, we want to focus on the positive parts of our day. But then when loss hits our world, the children are affected by that. And you can't just go about your day without bringing them along for that ride, but it's terrifying. And so that's where, you know, people may not have been thinking too much about the local Children's Grief Center, but as soon as they have that need, all of the voices come out of the woodwork. You gotta call Olivia's House, you gotta call Olivia's House, and suddenly the secret starts to spread. So we're honored to be here, but we don't mind that people aren't necessarily talking about us all the time. But like we were talking about off air, as a nonprofit, that funding piece plays a role too. So getting that word out there, kind of a twofold piece for sure.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about how did Olivia's House get started?
Oh my gosh, Janice. We have, so it's the year 2024. We opened our doors to the original Olivia's House in 2002.
Wow.
Which is actually a special year for me because that is the year my father died. And I was only, I'm gonna age myself, 12 when that happened, when Olivia's House opened their doors. And I was over in Lancaster County. My mom didn't know anything about Olivia's House. But 2002 is when we opened our center. However, our founder, Leslie, had been running our peer support education program called Hearts Can Heal since the early 90s. And that was really the inception of Olivia's House, was her work in the bereaved community. And she was doing individual work, and this is Leslie Delp, our founder. She was doing individual work and hearing children say the same things to her over and over. And she thought, they don't need to be talking to me. They need to be talking to each other.
Yeah.
And that is how the idea of Olivia's House came about. And she thought, we need to get these kids in a group. And she was using, you know, rented spaces. And eventually she thought, we need a place for them to hang their art, for them to call their home away from home. And that is where we opened our center, first in York. And then we were so honored to be welcomed into Hanover in 2013.
And your location in Hanover is?
101 Baltimore Street. We're right off the square, which, whew, we have been doing some great shopping in the square lately. There are so many good shops that keep popping up. But yes, we are right in the heart of Hanover. And
that is fantastic.
Little metaphor.
You know, again, you talked about like being a secret, you know, of Hanover and the things and the services you provide and you work with all of the different nonprofits in the community. I know you're a great community partner. But what about the services that you offer to the children? I mean, I know there's just so many, but can you tell us a little bit more about those services?
Absolutely. So when you think about it, Olivia's House is small. We're a small but mighty staff. There's only three of us.
Wow.
And of the three of us, I am the only role that works directly with the families. Our other two, and yes, our executive director is on the program team with me, but our development director is solely focused on raising funds.
Great.
So when the calls come in for any services, any guidance, they're getting directed to me as the clinical director. And I am a licensed therapist. I have my LPC, and now years of training and experience in working with bereaved families. So when you call Olivia's House, you're getting an expert answering the phone. There's no receptionist, which we love receptionists and the hard work they do, but there's no one taking those calls and it's us answering the phone. And I am able to say, what do you need? What's going on? How can we help you? Mm-hmm. And it can be anything from a death just occurred and we need the language to tell our toddler when they get home from daycare today, to there was a loss 15 years ago and now that my teenager is starting to have a teenage brain and thinking about it, they're starting to hit a wall and expressing a little bit. We don't know how to cope with that. And as a professional and as an expert, you have to be ready with that guidance to say, oh, that is actually developmentally appropriate. That's what we want to see. That thing that might have been really freaking you out as a parent to see your 10-year-old starting to isolate themselves. I'm able to chime in and say, oh, no, that's a good thing. They're going to their peers and finding that comfort there. So that is kind of the initial service we offer, is that when you are in that moment of what do I do, where do I turn, I need to help my kids, you call us and we are answering that call. And then from there, Janice, is where it just takes off. Wow. You know, working with children, every child is so different. And we should treat them that way. We need to acknowledge their bereavement is the same. So I start by meeting with a family and doing a grief consultation to find out what is going on with you specifically. What concerns have arisen that we might need to address? And then we can fill in the gaps with our grief and loss lending library. We have the largest grief and loss lending library on the entire East Coast, right here at Olivia's house. It's incredible. We have books on every topic, not just death, but other losses as well, but all types of deaths as well, and for all age groups. And so if you need to explain to your 2-year-old, we got you. We have that for you.
That is fantastic. Now, when parents call, so like if I was a parent and, wow, when you talk about the services you offer, you really touch my heart because, you know, you think about a child and a loss and, you know, it could be from a grandparent. It could be something tragic. It could be something just volatile that they've experienced, they've seen. You just don't, you know, it's just hard to imagine what these children have experienced. Financially, what do these parents need to do to obtain your services?
Such a good question, because that is with mental health right now,
right,
the biggest struggle.
Sure.
And that is what we are seeing, especially since in post-pandemic, mental health needs have skyrocketed for children, and wait lists are long for counseling services. Yes. So again, that's where the gift of Olivia's house comes in, that you're getting a therapist right on the phone, ready to, it's almost like if you called your doctor's office and your doctor answered and was like, I'll answer this and tell you what to do. And it's like, oh, okay, I thought I was just gonna make an appointment. So, but from that phone call to the books that we give them out of our library, all the way to the programs that we offer that I haven't even gotten to talk about yet, there is not a single cost for any family that receives services from Olivia's house. Every single thing we do is at no cost.
Absolutely fantastic. And one of the biggest things we talked about in the beginning when we first started talking was funding Olivia's house. As a nonprofit, YWCA Hanover, we are a nonprofit as well. We appreciate that and the community support. So let's talk about that. How do you have your fundraisers? What are your fundraisers for your nonprofit?
Yeah. So one of the really special things about Olivia's house is that we are fully independent and freestanding. So we don't have a funding source from any major, no, governmental organization or the state. And so that is very unique about us. There's not many grief centers in the country that operate that way. But because of that, we answer only to the community, because that is who keeps our doors open. So often it's the same families that we served maybe, you know, 15, 20 years ago are now the ones that are making, you know, even a $20 yearly donation. And they say, we remember you and you were there for us, and we are going to make sure you are there for families in the future. And that really is the beauty. We're not going around on our hands and knees begging for money. You know, it can feel that way sometimes in the nonprofit world, but we are just saying, you know, we've been in connection with you. We've had events where we've gotten to see you over the years, you know, in order for us to keep this going, we all pitch in a little bit. And that is the beauty of Olivia's house. But I make it sound easier than it is. Our development director, Michelle, that is her job year round, is making sure she finds these community partners like we talked about, and a lot of our major fundraisers, which is our mail campaign that we're in the middle of right now. Give Local York, of course, is coming up in a few weeks. And then we have our gala that you were mentioning earlier. We do our special gala at the Country Club of York every year. And we have a cool theme this year. I don't know if I'm allowed to spoil it, but keep an eye on our website. We have a very fun theme we're excited about.
That is fantastic. Yeah, so many exciting things. Are there any other resources available that you talked about how you have the books and things like that? Are there any, can they go to your website? What does your website look like if somebody visits? visit some Olivia's house.
Yeah. Oh, we spent so much time in the past few years revamping our website and redesigning it and putting a really easily digestible spin on it. We want to make it accessible to everyone that you can use it, not just to get information on Olivia's house, but also to get some tips and some guidance and things. So we do have all of our, you know, our donate page and all the wonderful ways you can give, everything from our wish list. It doesn't just have to be a monetary donation. Sending us a book of stamps, whew, that's a load off of our backs that you helped us, you know, mail out 20 extra letters that week. Our website also does outline our services, so it talks a little bit about, we had a loss, what do I do now? You know, you give us a call, we'll go through that grief consultation, we'll get you those books from our library, we can talk about the peer support education programs that we run, and that's kind of an outline there. But one of my favorite parts of our website is our library page, because I am such a bibliophile. I already bragged about our library at Olivia's house, but over the past few years, I've been taking select books from our library. Actually, we do it every week, so it's been a couple hundred at this point, and I write a book review about it. So it's not, I'm not just copying and pasting from the web, I'm reading it, I'm reviewing it, and then we post those up on our website under categories. So if you want an adult book on long-term illness, here's a list for you. If you want a children's book on a parent who's incarcerated, here's a list for you. So we really have it, so many options, and it's really in a way that you can just grab and choose what you need.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it sounds like your website's really easy to maneuver through, which is so important, because some people, I feel like they like to kind of look around to see what's available first, especially in situations like that with children. So it sounds like everybody at Olivia's house has really thought this through to give the community exactly what they need. One other thing, what about volunteers? I know people are probably watching this or just like, I'm so intrigued by this, and I had an experience, and I want to give back. I want to help Olivia's house. I want to be that person to help these people. How can they give back? Do you offer the opportunity for volunteers?
We do. Yes, we do. So because we are such a small but mighty staff of three, we do rely very heavily on volunteers. So everything from, you know, giving the center a good clean from top to bottom, you know. Yeah, my development director, Michelle, she loves to clean, but when she has a million things on her to-do list, maybe scrubbing the floors might head to the bottom over, you know, supporting the nonprofit. So we just had a volunteer in on Friday that, what a godsend, was there for 2 hours, gave us a good Windex and a good Swiffer, and oh my gosh, it smelled so lemony fresh when she left, and now the center is ready for a new week, for new families to come in, and all of that great stuff. But that's not it. That's a minor example. We are so grateful for everyone who comes in to help us garden or clean, but we do also have our volunteer companions, which is what we call the volunteers that actually help facilitate our children's groups in the programs that we run.
Tell me more about that. That's exciting.
Yes. So our peer support education programs, we have two that we run year-round. Little Ones is for our preschool-age children and their parents or guardians, and then Hearts Can Heal is for school-age children, so 6 to 18. And parents, guardians are part of the program. That is always, and I hate to use the word mandatory, but it's part of it, because we're sending that healing home for you to continue working on there. We're not fixing your child. We're giving your family the tools to do this. Then you go home and use those tools. So in that, we have different age groups. We're not going to put the 6 and the 18-year-olds together, of course. So we have the elementary, the middle, the teens, and the adults. So we have 4 different age groups. And we have 3 companion volunteers that facilitate each age group. And these are trained volunteers. In order to become a companion, you go through a training at Olivia's house. We require references, clearances, all of that good stuff. But these are the folks that, like you said, heard about Olivia's house and had that little light bulb that went off that said, I want to do that. And that's all you have to do is reach
fantastic.
Out.
Fantastic. And I'm sure by talking to you today, I feel like you have to be a great partner of our law enforcement in the community.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that, what the partnership looks like with the community and law enforcement.
It's such a good question. You know, I would say law enforcement and the coroner, you know, kind of go hand in hand. So often that is where a lot of our referrals will come from, at the scenes of accidents or things that have taken place. You know, that is many times the first referral I'll hear from a family is. Gotcha. They told me to make sure to call Olivia's house. So that's, you know, it's all about making sure we are spreading the word, not just to, you know, the community, but to other professionals, because that is who, like you said, on the front lines, not just with the families, but with the kids, with the losses that are taking place. And we got to make sure we're all on the same team, because our children, to be cliche, are the future, and we all are raising them as a village here.
That is very true. Yes, and the children are, they're so important. And the services that you offer, you know, again, I can't thank you and your team, your mighty team of three.
Yes.
So valuable to our community. And you know, is there anything else you feel that the community needs to know about Olivia's house?
Oh, gosh. I'm so passionate about this mission. I personally have been on staff for almost 10 years, but Olivia's house has sustained so much. You know, we were here at 9/11. Our founder, Leslie, was called to New York City, you know, and went to D.C. and met with the president. During Katrina, we were called down for that. We have been a mentor center in Newtown, Connecticut after the Sandy Hook shooting. Olivia's house, small but mighty, does not even begin to describe. Our reach goes beyond this community, but our heart is in this community.
Yes.
And these families are always our priority. And so it's just an honor to be here with you today, you know, and that we're working on this side together.
Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. When I think about the nonprofits of this community, again, I think about the value of Olivia's house and some of the other nonprofits that we'll be doing interviews with, but I can't thank you enough. I mean, the value of what you do and what your team does in this community is priceless. I wish you only the best. And thank you.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you so much. And thank you all.